thank you everyone for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls and then we dissect it scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very awesome guest, the very lovely, funny Bethany Evans.
Yay!
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good. In the Tucson area.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, lovely to have you. You're great to watch the Golden Girls with. And usually we ask our guests, like, what is their Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls shaped or destroyed your life?
Well, I'm really excited to be on this podcast because I love the Golden Girls. Growing up, whenever my mom and sister and I would go visit my grandma in Texas, we'd always stay up late and watch the Golden Girls.
Aww.
Not to get all, like, sappy, but, like, after my grandma passed, it was a way for us to, like, connect, you know?
Oh, really?
And, like, remember her, and, like, my mom has every season on DVD, so it's been a big presence in my life.
Oh, wow.
But in terms of, like, shaping, you know, it just gives me hope that, like, when I'm in my 60s, mm-hmm. I'll still get laid.
Yeah.
It gives us all hope.
Right? It's like the original Sex in the City. It's awesome.
Right. Yeah. And when you're little, you're like, wow, it's going to be cool to be old. It's not going to suck. You
know? Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to go on all these adventures.
I'm going to wear a big glittery shirt. It's going to be great.
And all the scarves.
All the scarves.
All the scarves.
All the shoulder pads. It gave us hope. And so we watched an awesome episode of The Golden Girls. We watched season 3, episode 10. It is titled The Audit, because guess what happens in it? There's an audit.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Instead, the original air date was November 28th, 1987, 28 years from now in a week. And as we do with every episode, Genevieve will do a brief synopsis of what we watched for the listeners who did not watch it with us.
Well, the episode is called The Audit, and guess what? Stan and Dorothy are getting audited because Stan messed around with the monies. And Rose is becoming bilingual, and for some reason Blanche is too. And
this microphone just, like, did, like, a Chinese fountain dip. Okay.
And Sophia makes a masturbation and a rape joke. So
yeah, she does. She gets away with it too. And so
plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. Okay, so we go scene by scene, and so we start off with Sophia's making a spaghetti, and they're having dinner. It's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothy's sort of, like, she sort of, like, is mad that Dorothy just said it's delicious. Like this is how me and my husband met, through the spaghetti or something like that. Like,
you damn ingrate.
Yeah. Like,
That's something that's come up before, though. It's like it seems like they had, like, a relationship through food, basically.
Yeah, cooking was the what kept their relationship together.
Which I think is fair.
Right, definitely. And so Blanche she's devastated because it's been 8 days since she's been on a date. God forbid.
Devastated is a mild way of putting it.
That arm gesture.
Yeah.
She's so dramatic.
She puts her arm up on, like, the wall of the kitchen and leans her forehead into her arm.
It's like Scarlett O'Hara, like, I'll never go hungry again.
I'll never be humped again. Oh, no.
When she says date, does she just mean, like,
banging?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since she's had her share of.
She's, like, writhing on the wall. She's like, the air conditioner's on the other side of this wall. It's all I've got.
She's in heat.
I'm gonna push up my head and body up against this wall that's moving.
I got an erect zone in my armpit.
Oh, man.
You guys like my blanch?
Yeah, I do. I love your blanch. Because there was no falling couch, guys. She had to use the wall.
Someone get the smelling salts.
Wake up. I wish I had a falling couch. That would be awesome. Rose wants a promotion. And she needs to become bilingual in order to get the promotion. So she has to go back to school to learn another language. Which is, I buy it. Like, maybe there's a lot of Mexicans or Cubans.
It's Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
It's Florida.
Right. But then Blanche is like, whoa, there are guys that go to night school.
Smart men.
What the fuck does that mean?
What is that? By the way, smart men don't usually go to night school.
They don't.
They make better life decisions and, like, come on.
Because smart men go to school always.
Yeah.
They never stop. They keep going to night school. No, smart men go to, like, college, and then they don't need to go to night school.
Right. Or they go to trade school, at least.
Yeah.
Night school. To take Spanish 101.
These smart men that want to learn Spanish. Just men that want... It's just people that want promotions. So... maybe they'll at least have jobs.
And then she makes, like, the worst joke of the entire episode.
Oh, like, what was it?
She says, I thought it was something sexual, and does a plant shimmy.
Like, it was the worst. She was like, bilingual. Rose, you don't have to have sex with women to get a job.
She thought it was cunnilingual.
Bisexual.
Cunnilingual. She has to, like, eat out other ladies for this job in her...
She's just like, you don't need this job. Like, so casual. Like, that's just a normal thing that you just would have to do. And
yeah, and she shimmied out of that joke very well. And then, like, Rose is like, okay, I'm taking Spanish class, so I'm gonna become immersed in Spanish culture.
Oh.
Like, she's gonna eat Spanish food. She's going to wear, like, Spanish clothes. She's going to eat tacos.
Tapas?
Okay, yeah, she's going to eat tapas. She's going to, like, wear serapes and shit. She Peggy Hills it up.
Nice.
I love that. So, señorita.
I think Rose's approach was... misguided, but respectable.
Right, misguided.
She's dedicated to getting probably 2% pay raise.
Yeah, she does this with all classes she takes. She takes English class, she's gonna wear dictionaries or just become immersed in language shit. I don't know. But no one talks her down. No one's like, everyone's just like, go be you.
Yeah.
She's like Benita in fucking Raisin in the Sun, just like wearing crazy outfits, you know, and dancing around and shit. Did you watch that, Raisin in the Sun?
Yeah.
All right, sorry, it's a 1960s reference.
It's a real estate play.
Yeah! That's what it's about. There's no other...
It is about real
estate. No other cultural implications. No. Relevance.
You guys want to watch a good old real estate story? Watch Raisin in the Sun. That's what it says right in the Sun. The subtitle is A Real Estate Story. So Stan fucking shows up to dinner.
Wah, wah, wah,
wah. It's a Stanisode.
A Stanisode.
Oh, man. And so, like, he's like, I've got bad news, babe. Like, he calls her babe all the fucking time.
He's the worst.
Like an asshole. He's the worst. No. The worst. And so, he's like, we are gonna get audited. Dorothy. And she's like, we haven't been married forever. Like,
We're in the third season here.
Yeah. Don't you know? Third season, episode 10. And so he's like, we're in trouble. Like, we're legit, I don't even remember the reason why they're in trouble. It's very vague.
It doesn't really say.
No, he doesn't say. And they never really say it. And it was a Corvette.
He had the bad investment scheme.
Bad investment schemes. Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yes.
And so, so then Dorothy's like hella pissed. And not as pissed as she gets in the next scene, but she's hella pissed.
We'll get to that too.
And then Rose gets into talking about Vikings.
Oh my god.
And how I don't even remember how that happened.
Like if you lie, they'll cut off your tongue or something
If you steal, they cut off your hands.
Trespassing, they cut off your feet.
Your feet. And then Sophia says,
too bad a Viking wasn't there when he knocked you out.
When he knocked you out. When Classic. Stan knocked you out so they could cut off his dick. Which they didn't say. Thank you for being here. So you're like way better at remembering than I am right now.
Very. Slide dick cutting off joke.
Right. It's okay. So the next scene, that's when like Rose comes into the living room and she's like, hola, Dorothea. What?
Oh my god, and what is she wearing? Like, is that cultural appropriation? Like, what is she wearing?
She's wearing, like, just, like, a regular turquoise sweater, which is, like, more Southwest to me. And, like, yeah, like, I don't know. And then she's wearing, like, a serape poncho kind of Mexican doily over her. And then her dress is not Mexican. It's, like, just 80s, like, fun, like, colors. Like,
she's like, it's spicy.
It's
the spiciest thing I have in my closet. That's got to be close enough.
It's got white, green, and red.
She tried. She didn't, like, really try, but she tried.
But she's going to go to, like Spanish class, like, wearing that.
Oh, and then Blanche shows up.
And she's all slutty.
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Bazumas.
Muchas bazumas.
Spanish for boobs.
Right. And Dorothea is not the Spanish name for Dorothy. If anything, it would be Dora. Dora is probably the Dorothy female. It was all wrong. Dorothea, it couldn't have even been Dorothea.
Theo?
Senorita.
I'm just surprised you didn't wear a sombrero.
Right? That's really...
And like a mustache.
Yeah. Maracas. Who wants
tamales?
She's like, this is too much for the first class. I'm just going to build... That's going to be the final. Is sombrero and maracas. Yes.
I used to I used to over prepare for a first day of school. I used to have like protractors and like every angle and like the thing, and then we were just doing like simple math, like, and I was just like, I got my gear, like
I got my Texas 89 calculator.
Right. And we're just doing like X plus Y equals Z, is that what you need it? Oh, but the best part, this is my favorite joke, was when Rose is, like, talking Spanish, supposedly, and then Dorothy's like, I feel like I'm in Ecuador, and Sophia walks by, and she's like, sorry, that was me.
Oh, God.
So I was like, yes, a fart joke.
Kind of an Ecuador slam.
Yeah,
what's that?
Maybe that Ecuador smells like a fart. Or it's hot. Maybe, I don't know. I've never been to Ecuador, so I don't know if it smells.
Write in if you've been to Ecuador.
And if it smells. I assume it might, because it's a third world country, and it's really hot.
I think most countries smell in some way.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
People used to, before I
moved to Tempe. It's a smelly world.
It is a smelly world.
Ecuador is no exception. Or could be exception. I don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
We cannot speak for Ecuador.
Or maybe the Ma finally got rid of her incontinence, you know what I mean?
She's like,
she finally let go of what she'd been holding on to for 8 days.
Right. For 8 days is what, she says, like, she sort of said, like, it's been 8 days since I've been touched or something, like, fingered or something towards, it was sexual. I can't imagine her orgasming at her age.
I thought it was like a constipation joke.
Oh, I thought it was like...
like 8 days since she pooped.
Oh, I thought it was like 8 days since she got fucked.
I thought it was 8 days since she masturbated.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Layers.
God, we all had different interpretations of that joke.
Holy shit.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a masturbation joke.
I thought it was like orgasm joke, kind of. You got farts or poop.
Cool.
Wow.
This is really, like, telling.
So then Stan shows up and he's like, got a garbage bag full of receipts.
And then an awesome Dorothy line. I love Bea Arthur so much. She's like, thank you. So thoughtful of you to bring me a bag of garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, she's this is out of control. And so he's like, they're going over their receipts and he hands her like one sheet or some shit, like from the random ass bag. And he's like, and she's like, what is this? What is this investment loss? And it's tie bibs.
Okay, here's my problem with all of this. As a spouse, she also has to sign that return.
Why didn't she look at it?
Yeah, why didn't she look at it? Why didn't she look at the first place?
That's true.
And, like, and did he prepare it? Or did someone else prepare it?
Right. She did not give a fuck either.
Yeah, because if their tax preparer, like, did the wrong thing, then he's on the hook.
Right.
That's my...
This is, like, so their whole problem, though. They're, like, codependent and weird in that way.
Right. And how is she not gonna... How can she not see... a vehicle or a ring or not see that those receipts aren't showing up or it just didn't.
Was he hiding the Corvette? Like
that was my question too, and I was like, where is that fucking Corvette?
She said they said a garage.
They had it right at the garage. Yeah, and so that's so much to do to hide a car. Like you hid a car for years, like in a garage. That's so like weird and dishonest.
Yeah,
to me. I was like literally shocked.
Yeah, it was. And why would you let him pick your? First of all, would you let him prepare your taxes? I wouldn't let that dude.
No,
no. She said she was so careful.
Like,
yeah,
that's not careful.
That's not. I was so careful. I didn't even read the tax form I signed to.
I was so careful.
I was so careful. Bitch, no, you weren't. Like, I love you, but you weren't.
You were not careful.
No. You let him keep your tax receipts in a fucking trash bag.
Garbage bag.
Which, by the way, how does he reach into the garbage bag and randomly pull the one receipt?
Right. Here's the receipt for
without even looking.
Right. There's, like, it's just, like, nothing in there. It's just, like, white pieces of paper or leaves or, like, just,
leaves.
Like,
fall leaves.
Like, it's fall leaves. Like, yeah, and why would he, like, why would she let him pick the ring also, you said? Like, that's so, like, weird that she just overlooked that detail.
Yeah.
It did not check out. I agree completely. And Dorothy, she gets so mad when it was, like, when she finds out about the Corvette and, like... She is literally... What does she say? She's
That's like my favorite.
Like, get out of my life!
Get out of my house!
Get out of my house! I don't want to see woman!
Oh my god. We died.
We died.
Like, crying with laughter.
She's so angry and mean and crouchy. Like, she's like crouching like a fucking Street Fighter. Like, she's like, out of my life! And it was just.
I'm surprised she didn't like rip off his toupee with her teeth.
with a sonic boom. Oh, man.
Just like further proof that B. Arthur was awesome.
B. Arthur was like, amazing.
In inimitable.
And then he does like, he does this speech where he's like, I'm gonna go, like,
I could have been a contender.
I could have been a contender. I was in the cover of Fortune magazine.
Oh my god.
And we're on our way, everyone's getting rich, and we're on our way to Palookaville. What the
I hate fuck? Him so much.
Palookaville. Palooka means wig in Spanish. So, Wigville?
Like, but he wears a toupee.
Right.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. I think he just knows the Spanish word for wig.
And it's a big Spanish episode.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, they go to like a Mexican or a Cuban sort of.
I guess there probably should be one now that it's Miami.
Right?
I mean,
yeah. They could have gone to other ones too, to other pawn shops. They're like, we have to go to this one. Like, this is the one. We like, if they're going to give
you. This is our family pawn shop.
Rose needed to practice her Spanish.
This is the 10th pawn shop they've been into and got kicked out.
Because they all think she's holding them up.
Because Blanche is like, yeah.
Which is super believable.
Oh my god. Okay, alright. So, we skipped ahead, but it's fine. There's the FBI scene. They're at the
IRS?
Well, they're like in the waiting room, he's wearing this horrible white suit. Mm-hmm.
It was Colonel Sanders, like...
Like, Colonel Sanders meets Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what does he say? Oh, the good guy always wears white?
Yeah, which is very Star Wars.
And I'm like, the good guy's never named Stanley.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Like, it's never Stanley.
Never.
We cannot name one. Stanley? No. No, he's a bad guy. He wrote Spider-Man.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're planning to have, he wants to suck up to the guy and like, trust me, babe, I'm a salesman, whatever. And then it's like another bald dude, and he's this black dude, which I don't know had anything to do with the story.
I think to make it funnier that, like, he's like, who you call him, bald?
Yeah.
Because the minority joke.
And the Rainbow Coalition joke. Like, so I believe it was supposed to make it, like...
Even like, funnier. Like, who are you talking about, minorities? I'm racism? Actually black, and you're just, like, an old white middle-aged dude with a bad toupee. Like, you're not on the same wavelength. Right.
And so...
He's like, Paizan. Is that what
Paizan.
He says?
Paizan. Yeah. He, like, takes his wig off right when he goes in there, and he's like, brother of the scalp, Paizan.
Brother of the scalp.
What the fuck? That sounds like Native American, like, if you scalp guys together with brothers of the scalp. Or just not, it just was not working.
He's like, no pattern togetherness, yeah!
Yay! We gotta stick together, meninist. And so the auditor's like, I'm gonna call you out on your bullshit, calm down. And Dorothy's like, may I remind you, we're bitterly divorced. Which
bitterly.
I forgot about that phrase, and I love it. I love it.
I love it, too. Just remember that with all your terrible exes. Oh, yeah. We are bitterly
separated.
Yes.
Yes.
We're bitterly done. Broken up.
We are never, ever getting back together.
We're never, ever getting back together. Stan and Dorothy. You know, it was kind of weird later, because they almost did. I don't know. It was weird.
They're dynamic.
Like, I thought they hate each other, and then she wants him sometimes, and it makes me mad.
Right?
Like, did you forget
that? You're better than that.
Yeah, like, because did you forget that he cheated on you? Like, yeah, they slept together already. There was an episode where they slept together.
Yeah, it was. He wore Dorothy's robe.
Right.
He was, like, all strutting around the kitchen.
Like
you would imagine...
Oh my god.
Like you can picture.
Horrifying.
And so,
look into your nightmares and then they stand
in a bathrobe after he got laid. Ew.
No one wants to stand naked in their bathroom. And so then they end up owing the government $5,000. And the guy's like, oh, it's not that much. I'm like, it's the 80s. That's like $1 million.
Yeah, right?
That is so much money.
He comes to that sum so quickly.
Yeah. In an audit.
Yeah, but he can just magically right. look at the paperwork and be like,
He's not even looking at it. He's just like, this guy's a dick. $5,000.
Yeah. $5,000. like, on the point.
Each of you, $2,500.
Nah, 30 days.
Which is a weird thing for him to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, have 30 days. Like, I've a weird cartoon been, villain. Like,
he was, he might as well have a cape and a mustache and be fucking a dick. Like, I've never been audited ever, but it just seemed like that's not the way it works. Like, you just sit there
not.
And do math, and then you just sit away. And, like, it just seemed like it would be a bigger process, you know?
Than just, like, a quick 10-minute...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really awkward. And they didn't even explain why. Like, they weren't like, can you show us the numbers? Like, are you sure?
And then Dorothy makes that joke about Bubba, which is supposed to be, like, Stan's prison.
Yeah, she keeps...
wife or whatever, I don't know.
She keeps bringing up that he's gonna get, like, fucked in jail.
There's so many rape jokes in this
episode. Lot of rape jokes.
They were, like... And also, like, if you don't pay your tax lien, then they'll be, like, garnish your wages and stuff like that. They'll go through your assets. They'll freeze your assets.
How do you know so much about this?
Just, I took accounting and
nice.
Yeah.
So a little bit.
Like education.
Was it during night school?
Night school.
Actually,
you were wearing accounting dresses.
My first.
Did you do the accounting special?
Actually, my first job when I was a kid at 14 was to do the books for my mom.
Oh,
nice. So I used to like.
I think you told me about that.
Yeah. So I used to do like.
Did she drink wine while you did it?
I got paid $4.75 an hour under the table, ironically. I did not get taxable wages.
You had to sit under a table while she paid you.
That's how that works. So I did that, and I've done my tax returns since I was 16.
Oh, wow.
So...
Nice.
I just do TurboTax.
Right?
Yeah. Computer does it.
They sponsored this podcast, by the way.
Yeah, TurboTax, guys. It's coming up.
Tax season's right around the corner.
5 months.
You don't want to get audited.
Right, this came out in November, and it's not even tax season. Yeah, get it right,
get
Golden
it together.
Girls. And so they're like, so then the next scene, Rose is studying hard as shit. But Blanche comes in, she's like, I don't need a fucking study. Like, I got the answers right here between my titties. like I'm good. And, like, she promised she would sleep with the teacher.
What did she call it?
Safe teasing.
Safe teasing.
What the fuck? Like, what is that? Is that a word? Is that a thing?
No, it's not
they
a thing.
They call it safe teasing. That's when you, like, tease, but you don't do it.
You promise to sleep with someone, but then you don't.
I don't know. I don't think she's studied since about sixth grade, so I don't...
Yeah, she doesn't come across as a genius in this entire episode.
She is not smart in this episode at all.
She's just like, I'm just gonna fuck my way through this class. Like,
she doesn't know
this is weird.
What bilingual means.
The professor's a smart man.
He teaches night school. He must be a smart man.
Hey, yo, it's a tie.
With Tabin.
Was a tie bib.
He's a smart man.
Nothing stains his tie.
He protects his tie from soup.
Yeah, but what about your shirt? It can fall on your shirt too. Like, this tie bib is horrible. It's a horrible idea. We'll never air on Shark Tank.
I think guys, are ties kind of bibs?
Yeah, that's why you wear ties. You can make a bib out of ties. If you would like a tie bib.
Okay. Then Rose goes on her awkward story about St. Olaf, which is always the best.
What was it? It was the cheating one? Okay, what was that story? I forget.
She got caught feeding her prize pig BB, it'd weigh more. Like BB pellets?
BB gun pellets?
Like oh, really? Bullet?
Yeah.
What?
That is crazy.
I know.
And then it moved it out, so she got caught.
I thought there were like a bug or a BB, like two bees attached to each other, or like which is
no,
stupid,
your scenario is
cool.
Adorable.
Yeah.
But no, I was like
bees are cute.
So, but she got caught because he passed the BBs right before the competition. So he was literally shitting out BBs.
Like, while they were judging the car.
I guess so.
And then the lamp farts and it goes shoot and it kills somebody. That would be crazy. Don't figure, was it a goat?
Was it a goat or
a pig? Okay.
There's a lot of, we've said this before. They are weird with animals here.
Yeah.
They are all weird with
especially
animals.
Especially in St. Olaf.
St. Olaf.
And then they're like, okay, so we'll help you out, Dorothy. Like, I'll give you a couple $100, and then Blanche is gonna lend her money. But Dorothy's like, no, I'm gonna do it myself. I have half of that. She has $1,250, I believe. That's the half of...
$1,250.
Mm-hmm. $1,250? Okay. And so... So I was wrong. So... by a couple... $150. But... So she has half of it. She needs the other half. So she's gonna go to the pawn shop. Going to the pawn shop. So they got... Okay, so
that's
then,
a smart place to go to manage your money.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
She's been so careful. Yeah.
She's been so careful with her money, not signing shit. Fucking.
That is where you'll get the most value for your property. It's at the pawn shop.
Not trying to sell it. Like, yeah, it was just really weird. And like, the first person we see is like, he looks like he just kind of crazy. This bald, crazy looking guy.
Suspenders, man.
Yeah, and like, Blanche is like, don't worry, I'll take care of this. Like, I'm gonna show my cleavage and take care of business.
Basically. Dorothy was?
No, I'm sorry. Blanche was. She told Dorothy not to.
Told Dorothy it would just make it worse.
Yeah, just don't touch your buttons at all. Me and Rose will expose ourselves. Which, she really doesn't even do that. Like, she doesn't follow through with her sluttiness.
No, she like concocts a weird
story.
Yeah,
she goes the story route of this like picture that like first of all this box was like just clanky. Like it looked like I really honestly I thought like it looked like there were hookahs in there. Like there was
I thought it was a bong.
it was like some sort of smoking device, which I think was supposed to be like an inside joke probably within the props people or something, because like I don't know, it was just they were just odd looking things, paraphernalia that was from her from wild 30s, I don't know. But this guy, okay, so this guy's like Rose like says, queremos todo tu dinero, all of your money. And the guy like freaks out, like legit.
Puts his hands behind his head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like three little old white ladies carrying like a clanky box of pitchers and bongs. Like,
we want all your money, but we have all this stuff you might want. It just didn't make, it was just really weird that guy gets robbed every day, maybe.
I wonder if they're just like a bunch of old, like, bold people in Miami. They're just like, they're not gonna expect us to rob.
And there are like, a lot of old people. Yeah.
So. They just like hold up pawn shops.
Yeah.
And if anybody, I would never, okay, if I were to rob a place, would not be a pawn shop. Guess what they have in pawn shops? Guns. Tons of them.
Right.
Like behind the counter, behind them. Like that's the last place. Like
truth.
No one robs a pawn shop. You're an idiot if you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair point. If you learn anything from this podcast, do not rob a pawn shop.
Right?
And then this guy's like, oh, fuck. Like I don't know where you came from, dude. This guy's like, we don't want any of this shit. We want that ring. That ring is worth money. Yeah, or what do you say? Yeah.
And then, like, the most unrealistic pawn shop interaction ever goes ever. Down. He's like, 800. Oh, no, I couldn't possibly. 900. 1,000. Like, what is this? No. Like, I've watched Pawn Wars. Like, yeah. This is not how
they
this works.
They say 800 and they stick to it. They might even lower it.
Yeah, he would have been like, yeah, no, 650 now.
650 because I'm talking to you more.
Yeah.
Like, and then this is the worst pawn shop guy ever.
Yeah.
Or the best.
Clearly incompetent.
Maybe. Yeah, he's the best. Maybe that's why they go there all the time.
Yeah. Reverse pawn shop. You'll make money here.
He's like, you didn't rob me. You didn't.
And then, like, he doesn't even touch the ring or see if it's, like, fake or gets it appraised or
he just sees it on her finger.
Yeah, he's like, I know that's money. Like, that is. We're gonna get that ring. He just trusts. It's kind of racist because he's just like, oh, right? Old white lady. Her ring's legit. Yeah. If it was a black person.
Right. And then he'd probably check.
Oh, man.
Oh, we're laughing because it's true.
It's laughing because it's true. Yay. Okay.
So. Our society is fucked up.
Yes.
Our society is messed up. And so then the next scene, Blanche and Dorothy are just like, this sort of just ends really fast. Like, the whole Spanish class situation. Just like, it's like, yeah, we dropped out.
What does she say? Norwegians are notoriously bad at Spanish.
Norwegians are notoriously such.
So if you learn anything else from this episode, it's right.
Also, like, Blanche just drops out of this class. First, she was kind of like, she didn't want to lend Dorothy money, but, like, you can afford this, like, class this that you don't even need just to fuck dudes, like I don't get it. Maybe it's a free class, like
it had been 8 days.
Yeah, maybe she's just like, I guess I'm not fucking anymore, so I just need something else to distract me.
I'll learn Spanish, but then I won't learn it. Like, it was confusing to me. She just wanted to get laid, that's all. She was like, the only cute guy in that class is this guy that writes Kenny over and over on his, notebook.
So, he's batting for the other team?
Yeah, he's batting for the... So, he's this guy in night school who's just, so in love with this other guy that he writes his name over and over. Like... This sounds so sad.
I know. I feel bad for that guy.
Oh, Kenny. Oh, I hope he likes you. It's like, just murdering, like, Kenny. Oh, I hope you like me when I talk Spanish to you.
That's like who he's...
Well, maybe Kenny speaks Spanish. Yeah. He's trying to woo Kenny.
It's Kenny.
Kenny.
I'm a cute guy and I gotta kill this kitty.
So Stan comes in and he brought back the ring. He's like, I sold a Corvette and here's your ring. And then they like canoodle.
Ew.
and it was so weird that I'm surprised that Blanche and Rose were so, okay with, leaving the house so they could fuck. That's what happened, right? They were like, oh, they're touching each other. Blanche was like, we gotta go, Rose. Go to what's the name of the bar she goes to? Wally's? Yeah. We gotta go to Wally's. And leave them alone. And I think she just wanted to go to Wally's.
But yeah, she just wanted to.
Well, that's probably, it sounds like a fun bar. It's a good bar name.
Yeah. Hey, go to Wally's, guys. So, yeah, and so, Dorothy, what does he say to piss her off? He's like,
well, since I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just go to bed.
Yeah, since.
Ew, first of all.
Since your roommates just left for us to fuck.
Might as well. Like, how appealing. Like, well, might as well fuck, I guess, since I'm here. Like, no.
Isn't Sophia still there?
Yeah. Ew, that's weird.
Yeah, Sophia's
still there. My mom's here, okay?
Yeah, like, let's just bang this out real quick. We almost went to prison.
Oh, he's the worst.
Oh, he is the worst.
He's so the worst.
And then Dorothy just like hugs them, like to like the
she
death,
smothers him with her love, like
yeah,
she's like, Street Fighter moves.
She would definitely like have a hug, like power.
She would be like E Honda, like
she like she E Honda.
I wish we had a video component, because that would just be
amazing. Oh, man. All right. I think we did it, guys. Yay! That was so much fun. Bethany, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice. And so this comes out on, what day? After the 25th, I think? No, wait, the
25th?
No. Yeah. 25th is this Wednesday.
Oh, okay. All right. The 1st of December, I think.
Yeah. It's cool.
Somewhereabouts there.
Around there.
Yeah. So, we got Thanksgiving next week and all that.
And all that good stuff. So, Bethany, where can people find you online? And if you want to promote a show after December 1st, or what you do or projects that you have, go ahead.
Well, I'm on Twitter at MixedUpology. And I'm also part of a group called Fist Female Storytellers, and our next show is Wednesday, December 9th at the Flycatcher on 4th Avenue, and it's at 7 o'clock.
Nice. So that's in Tucson, Arizona.
Ooh. Yes, in Tucson.
Cool. Yay.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me here.
Oh, you're welcome. It was wonderful.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
Genevieve, where are you going to be at after December 1st? And where can people find you on the interwebs?
All right. I am going to be on That Escalated Quickly, a new game show at House of Comedy. I believe that's December 8th?
Okay.
Tuesday, December 8th, 7:30?
Sounds legit.
I think.
Yes. Let us know when our shows are.
We're so confident about this date.
Just show up at House of Comedy, and ask for Genevieve Rice, and they'll probably say, who?
She's not here? She's here. Oh, she's here!
She's
over there in the back.
Yeah, so, I'm at Genevieve, in any case, I'm at Genevieve Rice on, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, so I will post more accurate information about that. So
yay!
All right,
and submit to the Bird City Comedy Festival.
Oh yeah!
If you're a comedian,
or if you're whatever. If you're an audience member, get excited!
Yes.
It's April 8th through 10th, 2016, in downtown Phoenix.
Excitement! And I'm at Anthony Decimito on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll be at the House of Comedy opening for John Roy in Arizona.
Ooh!
December 2nd through the 6th, I believe. So 5 days of glory. Wait, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 5 days. Yeah. It's going to happen, guys.
Couple of days.
We can count.
It's going to be a long while with me and John Roy. And that's going to be tons of fun. Along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. It's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TIFBAB. And you can also find us at TIFBAB on Instagram. You can find us at Thank You For Being A Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and any other platform you use to listen to us today. The next episode is Season 3, Episode 11. It slips my mind what the title is right now. But you can Google it. That's what Google's there for. And so have a
figure
beautiful...
it out.
Figure it out, guys. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you. Have a good day and night. And or night. Bye. Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff the chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.